Bank of Ireland has become the latest bank to reduce interest rates on deposit accounts. The changes take effect from next Tuesday. With more on this, we're joined by our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox. Angus, no surprise, I suppose. Tell us about this cut.
No, not really, Rachel. Bank of Ireland is cutting the interest rate on both its 12-month and 18-month fixed-term deposit accounts by 0.25%. It's dropping from 2.25 to 2% for 12-month deposits, and from 2.73 to just below 2.5% for 18-month deposits. And these would be two of the bank's more competitive savings options for customers. The changes take effect from next Tuesday, but Bank of Ireland says customers who are already in the process of opening a 12 or 18-month term deposit account can still avail of existing rates if they open their account by February 17th. That's next Monday. And importantly, this is the second cut to deposit rates by Bank of Ireland in as many months. It announced similar cuts on its fixed-term savings products in January.
Talk to us about the broader picture, Angus, because obviously Bank of Ireland isn't alone here.
No, it's not. And these cuts are closely linked with the sustained drops in interest rates that the European Central Bank began last summer. At the end of January, the ECB dropped its key rates for the fifth time since last summer, and we're expecting more reductions before the end of this year. And lenders are responding by dropping both mortgage interest rates, but also those rates for savers. AIB recently reduced the rates on two of its fixed term deposit accounts by 0.25%. Online banks N26 and Bunks, they've also cut rates this year. PTSB is the only pillar bank here yet to announce recent cuts in rates for savers. They did so last summer, but nothing more recently. But when one moves, the others would usually follow at some point. So it'll be no surprise to see PTSB reduce its deposit account interest rates too soon.
People will recall that in the immediate aftermath of the pandemic, there was quite a bit of talk about savings having risen here because basically there was nothing for people to spend the money on. Is there much money on deposit there?
Quite a lot. It's amazing how much we can save when we actually have nothing to spend our money on or no options. And there, it's estimated there's around 160 billion euro on deposit, so quite a substantial sum. And while interest rates cuts are good news for mortgage holders, it's the exact opposite for savers who have all of this money. And that huge amount Irish households have in savings, it's largely going to earn little or no interest with the cuts that we are seeing. And if the trends continue, by the end of the year, the best savings rates in Ireland may only be around 1.5%. And that would be around half of what they are right now. I was speaking with Dara Cassidy from SwitchingSideBonkers.ie about this a short time ago. His advice is to do something with the money that you have on deposit before the rates fall even more and try and lock in better savings rates now by putting that cash into fixed term deposit accounts where at least you'll be guaranteed that rate for the next year or year and a half.
Angus, thanks a million. That was our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox.